Chuck, when you look at, especially the first half, the improvements you wanted were basically there.
Yeah, you know, one penalty. Unfortunately, we came out in the second half and got six more, and it hurt us, and we shot ourselves in the foot there. But we cleaned that up. You know, defensively, you know, we gave up too many rush yards, but we took the ball away again. We had two turnovers and score on defense, which was good, you know, so, but we got to get the run defense, you know, short up, and we got to tackle better, certainly. And you know, some guys stepped up, made some plays, and, you know, offensively, we're 1 of 8 again on third down, you know, and I think we're 5 of 40 now, you know, over the first two ball games or something like that. So we've got to be able to move the ball, and we've got to be able to pick up first downs and be better on third down. And otherwise, we're going to have a hard time putting the ball in the end zone. And that was the case again today. Proud of Stephen Morris, you know, coming in and moving the team down and getting a touchdown and those kind of things. So, you know, Steve's a great pro. We talked about it after the game. He's a guy that, you know, we gave Philip Walker, you know, significant reps, you know, as number two for the past 2 weeks. And, you know, Steven's come in and worked and prepared, and it's showing up on game day. So proud of him. But, again, we got a long way to go.
Marlon Mack, you kind of touched on him. He had averaged 9 yards a carry at a 23-yard run. He's the guy, the kind of breakaway guy you're looking for, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an explosive guy, whether he's, you know, running it out of the backfield, catching it out of the backfield. He's going to be a better third down guy. He missed some time. Otherwise, we would have had him in there a little bit more, maybe in the two-minute drill, you know, at end of half. But he missed some time, so we didn't want to put him in a situation, you know, as far as protections go and things like that. But, you know, he's tough. He's big. He's physical. He's smooth. He's got, you know, excellent vision. And he's got breakaway speed and things like that, and it showed up today.
This is a kind of a different week. You're going to game plan for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does that really mean everything changes big time this week?
No, you know what? We're going to, you know, do a little bit of game planning. We're going to take a little bit of a different approach. We don't want to go. We'll probably take the first day and go, you know, us versus us, and try to keep going and try to keep getting better and play fast. And, you know, when you start going, you know, going on cards and you slow down practice and, you slow down the tempo, and certainly we'll do some stuff. And in preparation for Pittsburgh, we want to go and play better than we did, you know, in the first two ball games. But, you know, it's back to work. It's camp mindset. And these guys understand that. And so we'll get back there and go to work.
Special teams, the punt and the kick coverage today was, I thought, very, very good for you guys.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks in a row, and we need to keep that going. And, you know, Jeff did a great job again, and Rigo and Vinny was 2 for 2. We're heading in the right direction there.
Overall, I know you haven't looked at the tape. Do you feel you made the progress today you wanted to make in game two?
You know, we want to win. You know, we came here for one reason only, and that's to win the football game. And we didn't get that job done. At the end of the day, whether they count or they don't count, winning's a habit just like anything else. And we need to win a football game. And there was a lot of good things there, and we'll see a lot of good things on tape. And there's always going to be stuff to clean up, and we have to do that, and so that's what we'll do. But you know, I think we might have took a few steps forward in some different, you know, areas. But again, we got a lot of work to do, as you know.